the local space communication buzzer went on. The small gray man turned a Visio screen on. The hard face of a Tolnep, topped by a small shield helmet, appeared. A half-captain insignia on the helmet. The small gray man knew he was talking to the vessel's commander. The small gray man flipped a little switch so the Tolnep's screen would show his own face.
"Good spacing to you, sir,"
said the Tolnep.
"I am Rojo Dieter Snow."
He was speaking Cyclo, which was pretty universal. He adjusted thick glasses to better see the small gray man.
"Greetings, half-captain,"
said the small gray man.
"Could we be of service to you?"
"Why, yes, Your Excellency. You might possibly oblige us with any vital information you might have regarding this planet."
The small gray man sighed.
I am very much afraid, half-captain, that anything I have to give you has not yet resolved itself to critical analysis. It would not be complete, and while we are always happy to be of service, I fear we might erroneously advise you."
"Ah, well, it won't take very long to organize things here,"
said the Tolnep.
"It's been a very long voyage, and my crew is still in deep sleep. But we can launch a party in the next few hours and obtain preliminary data."
The small gray man was afraid he would say that.
"I, of course, would not presume to thwart your intentions, half-captain, but I should think it would be very inadvisable."
"Oh? But a quick smash-bash, a few beings seized from here and there, and a rapid interrogation should give us all we need."
"Half-captain, I feel I should advise you that I do not think it would yield fruit. I have been collecting information for some time now, and have here anything you would get. I can transmit it over to you, whatever I happen to have."
"That would be very thoughtful of you, Your Excellency. But why not a quick smash-bash minor raid? I detect some thoughts on this."
"Well, as a matter of fact, you do detect some reservations, and it is very acute of you. It might be important to stand off and wait."
"Do you think they're the ones?"
asked Snow.
"My dear fellow, I believe there are 300 different planetary suspects."
302, I think. At least that's the rumored figure."
"We cannot tell you that this is the one,"
said the small gray man.
"And I can't give you comparative evidence about other planets and systems, for I am, of course, concerned with simply this sector, as you are. But it is my belief, based on very thin evidence, that this just could be the one."
"Oh, I say! That's promising!"
"We are not in a position to adjudicate at this time, but it could be that a raid by you might disturb what appears to be a very critical political situation down there, and possibly disturb it to our disfavor."
"Ah, you're advising us to wait, then,"
said the Tolnep.
"Well, yes. I will send you across any file data I have been collecting, and I think you will reach the same conclusion."
It's difficult. No raids, no prize money is our position. But we do have this other strategic thing."
"Yes, and we should not make any tactical move that might upset it."
"Ah,"
said the Tolnep. Then,
"How long would you think we should delay? Days, months, years?"
"Months, I should think,"